people in Thailand will soon be heading to the polls to choose a new government. The king has endorsed a decree to dissolve parliament, paving the way for early elections.
The move comes just hours after an online message by the Prime Minister Anuttin Chanvirakul. He posted on his Facebook page saying, quote, "I'm returning power to the people." Elections must now be held within 45 to 60 days.
Mr. Anuttin has been prime minister for barely 3 months. He's the country's third premier since 2023. The disbandment of parliament comes as he navigates Thailand's renewed fighting with Cambodia at the border.
And for more on this developing story, our correspondent Sakthi Soyasombat joins us live now from Bangkok. Good morning, Sakthi. So tell us, why does Mr. Anuttin won a snap poll, and you know, take us through the whole timing of it.
Now, the government of Prime Minister Anuttin Chanvirakul and Prime Minister Anuttin himself, he has promised that there will be snap elections. There will be snap elections next year. Just the timing is not quite right. Originally, he wanted to dissolve parliament on January 31st, not staying longer than 4 months since September. But as we all know, this has happened now. Now, why is that? Basically, he wanted to preempt a possible no-confidence motion against him brought by the opposition. And since this is a minority government, he was going to be sure to lose that no-confidence vote against him. And this also comes after a pretty turbulent 2 days in parliament, and especially a very turbulent night in parliament where they were deliberating constitutional amendments. And the biggest opposition party, the Progressive Reformist People's Party, they have accused the government of Anuttin Chanvirakul of not keeping the promise in parts of those constitutional amendments. Let's not forget the People's Party were the party that supplied the votes in order to for Mr. Anuttin to become a prime minister, even though they were not joining them, but they were basically supporting the minority government. So this is not very surprising that we're going to have snap elections. The timing itself also not quite surprising either, because Mr. Anuttin has already said that he already had this request in the drawer, prepared more or less to pull it out at any time. So basically, this has been telegraphed for quite a couple of times, both the threat of a no-confidence motion against Anuttin and Anuttin's calling it the bluff in form of dissolving parliament. So here we are.
Okay. So what are the potential dates for the election, and what political direction do you think it could pivot Thailand towards, especially given it's caught up with the military conflict with Cambodia at this moment?
Now, the Constitution clearly says that elections must take place between 45 to 60 days. That puts us in a range of late January and early February. But there's a preference for Sundays. So realistically, the 1st or the 8th of February, that's going to be the election date. So, but the political direction is very uncertain here. We are looking at the ruling Boon Chai Thai party of Mr. Anuttin, that is, of course, wants to stay on in a government that wants a mandate for another 4 years after just being in government for 3 months. And it has been quite a turbulent 3 months, not only with the border clashes, not only with the floodgate disaster that we have, not only with the shambolic preparation or the lack thereof, the SEA Games that are going on right now. That is going to be a tall order for the government to overcome this trust deficit. The opposition People's Party also not quite certain as well. They have won the last election, but that is not an assured victory this time as well, not only because many of the charismatic people are not there anymore, but also legal troubles could wipe out the current leadership as well. So we are going into an election cycle, and a early election cycle for many Thais, where the circumstances are very different compared to 2023, and also the results and the outcome of that is very uncertain. The only thing we know is that the countdown is now taking. Elections 2026 are upon us.
Sakthi, thank you very much for the detailed explanation and for the update. CNA senior correspondent Sakthi Soyasombat from Bangkok.